Unit 10. Sister Act, Venus and Serena Williams, page 117. In June 1978, Richard Williams and his wife Oracine watched the French Open in their home in Southern California. Fascinated, Richard saw Virginia Ruzici win the match and receive a $220,000 prize. That day, Richard, father of three daughters, told Oracine, "If we have more children, I'll teach them to play tennis." Venus Williams was born in 1980, and her sister Serena was born a year and a half later. Their father read books and watched videos to learn tennis skills. When the sisters were still very young, Richard loaded used tennis rackets and boxes full of battered tennis balls into his old Volkswagen, drove to a tennis court, and began teaching them to play. According to older sister Lindria, Venus and Serena took to tennis as soon as rackets were put in their hands. While the girls played, Richard sat on the sideline, shouting instructions from tennis books. The tennis courts where they practiced were in Compton, a poor suburb of Los Angeles, known for its high crime rate. The courts were in terrible condition, and there was not even a net until Richard complained. Then a heavy metal net was installed. Whenever a ball hit the net, Richard thought it was a gunshot. In 1988, the girls trained with tennis pro Paul Cohen in Brentwood, a wealthy section of Los Angeles. Tennis star Pete Sampras saw the girls play there, and Sampras even hit a few balls with Venus. Afterwards, Venus told her father, "If we had played a real game, I could have beaten him." The girls began playing in the Junior Tennis Association, and soon they were both number one in their age divisions. In 1990, the New York Times published a series of articles about promising young people. The headline of the article about Venus read, "Status, undefeated. Future, rosy. Age, 10. Richard began to tell people that someday his girls would be the best women players in the world. Some people thought Richard was too much of a tennis dad. They believed he forced his daughters to be too competitive and made them practice too much. In reality, if he thought the girls concentrated too much on tennis, he sent them to a shopping mall or to the beach. In 1991, the Williams family moved to Florida, and Venus and Serena attended the Delray Beach Tennis Academy. For the next 4 years, the girls practiced with Coach Rick Matchy 6 hours a day, 7 days a week. However, their father withdrew them from tournaments so that they could focus on school. They went to Driftwood Academy, a small private high school. Both graduated as top students. At 14, Venus became a professional, and Serena soon joined her. In a few years, they were playing in important tournaments. Serena was the first of the two to win a Grand Slam event, defeating Martina Hingis in the U.S. Open in 1999. The sisters went from one triumph to another. In 2000, Venus won singles titles at both Wimbledon and the U.S. Open, and the gold medal for singles at the Sydney Olympics. She and her sister won the gold medal for doubles in Sydney. In 2001, they became the first siblings to compete against each other in the finals at Wimbledon, since Maud Watson played Lillian Watson in 1884, a game played in long skirts and fancy hats. The Williams sisters continued to win doubles tournaments and to face each other in singles championships, most of which Serena won. Their father's dream of their becoming champions had come true. Why have the Williams sisters been so successful? Observers say that it's because of their early training, their tough mental attitude, and their physical strength. They both have powerful serves and returns. Their serves travel more than 200 kilometers per hour. The sisters have succeeded off the court as well. Fans admire their confidence, intelligence, and sense of style. They studied fashion at the Florida Art Institute, and they design their own eye-catching tennis clothes. They have endorsed tennis shoes, chewing gum, milk, and toys. They are smart businesswomen and are on lists of the world's richest women. They have appeared in music videos and on television shows. As African Americans from a poor family, the Williams sisters are a rarity in professional tennis, a sport generally dominated by white, wealthy people. Not since 1975, when Arthur Ashe won at Wimbledon, has a black player done so well. And not since 1957, when Althea Gibson won the U.S. Open and Wimbledon, has a black woman been so successful. Because of their superstar status, they are most often compared with golfer Tiger Woods, another minority player in a sport usually dominated by players from wealthy families. Like Tiger, the Williams sisters were driven by an ambitious father and began playing before kindergarten. Like him, they have brought a new audience to their sport and have donated their time to train young players. However, as a sister act, Venus and Serena are unique. Tennis star and commentator John McEnroe said, "This is unheard of. It's never happened in tennis, and I don't think it has happened in sports, where the number one and two face off against each other, and yet still love each other so much."